So today morning, I'm actually pleased to have, it's my honor and a pleasure to have two of them from Indonesia. And today we have Pastor Pa Edwin Susanto. He's not only a pastor, he's a refined pastor like me. God has got to refine in your personal life, then he will give you something in his life, spiritual realm. So he's one of those that he was created, and God refined him to bring him to the work of God. Before that, he was a businessman like me. And somehow or other, God in his own way has raised him up, and he's not only operating from Madiun, his church is in Madiun, but he also goes to Yogyakarta very often. He travels a lot because of two things he has got. He's a leader of the Gabungan pastor there, and he has got about 1,000 over pastors with him, who are with him, who they minister to, and also they not only minister to, and I know they also help those pastors every month. And they come around together every month, the last Monday of the month. I remember Brian and I were there the last time, and I was teaching at a time on one day. And I did tell you that Lord spoke to me, and I got a message on what is faith all about. And together with him is also a young youth pastor from Jakarta. He's a youth pastor. He's one of the largest church in Indonesia. It's called Bethel Church. He's one of the main churches there in Jakarta. And he is with, his name is Pastor Sunwi. He actually graduated from the same school with a couple of other pastors who have been here. And he used to translate for all those teachers who come there, whether they're Europeans or those who can't speak Bahasa Indonesia. He used to translate for them in Bahasa Indonesia. So last Friday night, he translated for us, and the message was so powerful. If you did not hear the message, I pray that whatever was recorded, you can get back and go back and see. That's what Holy Fire Ministry is all about. Building the people so they can be what they can be for the kingdom of God. Amen? I would like to introduce Pastor Pa Edwin. Come, Pastor.
Sebelum kita terima firman Tuhan, mari kita berdoa.
Before we receive God's word, let us pray together.
Roh Kudus, biar Engkau bekerja di antara kami.
Holy Spirit, may you work in the middle of us.
Engkau buka setiap hati kami.
Open our hearts.
Sampaikan pesan-Mu kepada setiap kami.
Let your message seep into our hearts.
Berikan roh hikmat, wahyu, pengertian kepada setiap kami.
Give us the spirit of revelation and understanding.
Karena tanpa pengertian dari kepadamu, semuanya tidak ada artinya.
Because without your understanding, it will be wasting our time.
Lawat setiap kami, topang setiap kami.
Come to us, Lord, and support us.
Sampaikan hatimu pada siang hari ini.
So let your heart coming into our hearts.
Dalam nama Yesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Selamat pagi.
Good morning, everyone.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Ini mungkin kali pertama saudara dengar khotbah dengan bahasa Indonesia.
This may be the first time that you heard preaching in Indonesia.
5 menit pertama memang agak asing buat telinga kita.
The first 5 minutes will be strange to our ears.
Tapi selebihnya itu biar Tuhan yang berbicara setiap kita.
But the rest of it, let God speak to us directly. Amen.
Dan saya mengucapkan terima kasih kepada Pastor James.
I would like to thank to Pastor James
yang sudah mempercayakan saya untuk sampaikan kebenaran firman Tuhan.
That has entrusted me to share the word in this church in this.
Pagi hari ini kita akan sama-sama belajar kebenaran firman Tuhan.
This morning let us learn together God's word.
Yang terambil di dalam kitab Keluaran pasal yang ke-15.
Taken from Exodus 15.
Ayat 22 sampai dengan ayat yang ke-27.
Verse 22 to 27. Okay, I read it. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Then they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them. And there he tested them and said, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." Then they came to Elam, where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. So they camped there by the waters.
Okay. Kisah ini menceritakan perjalanan bangsa Israel keluar dari Mesir.
The story speaks about the journey of the Israel people out of Egypt.
Setelah keluar dari Mesir, menyeberanglah mereka melewati Laut Tiberau.
After they went out of Egypt, they crossed the Red Sea.
Lalu masuklah mereka ke padang gurun.
And then they come into the desert.
Dan Alkitab berkata bahwa tiga hari lamanya mereka berjalan di padang gurun dengan tidak mendapatkan air sama sekali.
The Bible told us that they have been wandering around the wilderness for 3 days without having any water.
Kita bisa bayangkan perjalanan di padang gurun selama 3 hari tanpa mendapatkan air.
We can imagine ourselves 3 days in the wilderness without having water.
Tentu persediaan air yang mereka bawa dari Mesir sudah habis.
Surely the supply of water already ran out.
Mereka berada dalam masalah. Mereka dalam keadaan haus.
They're facing trouble. They are thirsty.
Dan mereka butuh air.
They needed water.
Lalu tibalah mereka di satu tempat.
And they come to a certain place.
Mereka melihat sebuah mata air.
And they see water there.
Mereka bersuka cita, mereka berlari ke mata air itu.
They were rejoicing and they run into the fountain.
Dan mereka minum dari air itu, tapi ternyata air itu pahit dan tidak bisa diminum.
They drank for it, that it turns out the water were bitter.
Saudara, kalau kita perhatikan di sini,
if we take notice here,
ada peristiwa yang aneh terjadi.
There is something unique happening here.
Bukankah mereka sejak keluar dari Mesir,
the people of Israel were led by God himself.
Mereka dipimpin, dituntun oleh Allah itu sendiri.
Yeah, since out of Egypt, God led them by himself.
Allah menuntun mereka dengan tiang awan dan tiang api.
So God led them with the pillars of fire and pillars of cloud.
Tiang awan menutupi, memayungi mereka dari panas matahari di padang gurun.
So the pillar of cloud become an umbrella for them to protect them from the heat of the day.
Dan bila malam tiba,
and when night comes,
tiang awan berubah menjadi tiang api.
You know, the pillar of cloud change into the pillar of fire.
Menerangi mereka di padang gurun yang gelap dan dingin.
So give them a light in and also warm them in the cold night in the desert.
Mereka dituntun dengan Tuhan itu sendiri, di dalam kemuliaan Tuhan itu sendiri.
They were led by God in his own glory, in God's own glory.
Mereka ada di dalam proteksi Tuhan yang sempurna.
They were under God's perfect protection.
Mereka ada dalam perlindungan Tuhan yang luar biasa.
They were under God's awesome protection.
Allah nyata turun di dunia berupa tiang awan, tiang api untuk menuntun, memimpin mereka.
God is real for them on the surface of the earth. God came to them in the form of pillars of fire and clouds.
Seringkali kita berpikir,
we oftenly think,
di dalam pimpinan dan tuntunan Tuhan,
under the guidance of the Lord,
tentunya Tuhan membawa mereka ke air yang jernih yang bisa diminum.
Surely God will lead the Israel people to good water, to good fountain.
Tapi ini water. Aneh sekali.
But this is very unique and strange.
Di bawah pimpinan Tuhan, di bawah tuntunan Tuhan,
under God's own leading, God's own guidance,
Tuhan tidak membawa mereka kepada air yang jernih.
God didn't bring them to good water.
Tapi Tuhan membawa mereka kepada air yang pahit yang tidak bisa diminum.
But God brought them to bitter water that cannot be drink.
Dan bukankah hidup kita juga seperti itu?
Is it our lives also similar like that?
Sekarang ini,
nowadays,
tidak ada tiang awan dan tiang api.
We don't have a pillar of cloud or pillar of fire anymore.
Hanya ada firman Tuhan.
We only have
dan
God's
Roh
Word
Kudus
and Holy Spirit
yang menjadi pimpinan dan tuntunan dalam hidup kita.
Become our leading, become our guidance in our lives.
Dan kita berpikir,
we think,
kita berharap,
we hope,
di bawah tuntunan firman Tuhan,
that under the guidance of God's Word,
di bawah
Word,
tuntunan Roh Kudus,
under the guidance of Holy Spirit,
kita berharap,
we hope,
kita mendapatkan mata air yang jernih, mata air yang berlimpah-limpah dalam hidup kita.
We hope that we can get good water, plenty of water, sweet water in our lives.
Namun kalau kita bicara dengan jujur,
but if we honest to ourselves,
maka keadaan kita juga bisa seperti di Mara.
Often our circumstances of life became like in Merah.
Menemukan mata air yang pahit.
We find bitter water.
Pahit keadaan kita.
Our lives become bitter.
Masalah rumah tangga kita.
You know, our family problem.
Masalah kesehatan kita.
Our health problems.
Suami lari dengan wanita lain.
Husband ran away with other woman.
Istri lari dengan suami orang lain.
Wife ran away with other husband.
Anak kita kena narkoba.
So you know our children get into drugs.
Keadaan kita penuh masalah.
We have plenty of problems.
Keadaan kita penuh tekanan.
We are very stressed.
Padahal kita sudah mengikuti pimpinan Tuhan.
But we actually have followed the leading of God.
Kita sudah setia.
We are being faithful.
Tapi keadaan kita menjadi pahit.
But how the circumstances become bitter?
Dan bukankah kita juga seperti itu?
Aren't we sometimes like that as well?
Ada sebuah cerita.
There's a story.
Ada seorang hamba Tuhan dari Amerika.
There's a minister from United States, dia, servant of God.
Dia merasa bahwa dia harus ke Afrika.
He felt like he must go to Africa.
Bersama dengan istrinya dia berdoa.
So he prayed with his wife.
Tuhan berkata mereka harus berangkat ke Afrika.
And the Lord told him that they must go to Africa.
Lalu dengan anak tunggalnya mereka berangkat ke Afrika.
So the husband and wife with their only son go to Africa.
Sampailah mereka di Kenya.
And then they arrive in Kenya.
Di Kenya pada waktu itu tidak ada satu orang pun yang bertobat.
At that time Kenya there's no not even a single Christian.
Lalu hamba Tuhan ini dengan istri dan satu anaknya,
so this pastor and wife and one son,
menyampaikan berita baik kepada orang-orang di Kenya.
They preach the good news to all people in Kenya.
Masuk hutan keluar hutan.
They come out in come out jungle.
Perjalanan cukup sulit mereka hadapi.
They facing you know a rough
sampai satu
things.
Hari.
And until one day,
anaknya meninggal dunia.
The son died.
Hamba Tuhan ini kecewa.
This pastor, you know, disappointed.
Dia merasa bahwa dia sudah dipimpin Tuhan.
He felt like he has been guided by God.
Dia sudah mengikuti jalan Tuhan.
He had followed God's way.
Dia berharap supaya Tuhan melindungi anaknya.
He was hoping God will protect the life of his son.
Tapi ternyata anaknya mati.
But unfortunately the son died, passed away.
Dia kecewa.
He was disappointed at
dia
God.
Dia simpan itu di dalam hati.
So he kept that in his heart.
Lalu dia melanjutkan perjalanannya.
Then he continued on with his journey.
Keluar masuk hutan.
He, you know, he go into jungle, out of jungle.
Akhirnya istrinya meninggal dunia. Juga.
Eventually, the wife also passed away.
Hamba Tuhan ini kecewa.
This pastor is really disappointed.
Dia sudah merasa mengikuti Tuhan.
He felt like he already followed God's
dia
will.
Dia merasa sudah melayani Tuhan.
He already ministering God.
Kenapa Tuhan tidak menjaga istri dan anaknya?
How come God not protecting his wife and son?
Dia kecewa.
Lebih kecewa lagi. He very disappointed.
Hanya satu anak yang bertobat.
And the sad thing is only one
anak
child.
Antara 12 tahun.
Under his ministry only one child
repented. Hanya satu anak yang bertobat.
About 10 years old only one child repented.
Dia kecewa.
He was very disappointed.
Lalu dia pamit kepada anak kecil ini.
And then he finally say goodbye to this boy,
10-year-old
boy. And he went back to United States.
Karena kecewa dia kembali kepada hidup yang lama.
And then he left, you know, his ministry.
Dia minum mabuk-mabukan.
He get drunk.
Dia kecewa kepada Tuhan.
He was disappointed at the Lord.
Berapa banyak di antara kita?
How many of us?
Yang mengalami kehidupan yang kecewa dengan Tuhan.
Already been through disappointment with God as well.
Berapa banyak di antara kita kita datang kepada Tuhan karena kita punya kebutuhan.
How many of us just come to the Lord because we have something we want?
Berapa banyak di antara kita yang datang kepada Tuhan karena ingin mendapatkan sesuatu dari Tuhannya?
How many of us coming to the Lord only wanting to get something from the Lord?
Berapa banyak hari ini yang kita datang kepada Tuhan dan berharap Tuhan memulihkan hidupnya?
How many of us today come to the Lord only hoping that God will heal our lives?
Berapa banyak di antara kita yang pagi hari ini datang untuk mereka dipulihkan keadaannya?
Just come, you know, because our circumstances needed to be cured by God.
Itu baik.
That is good.
Tapi saya mau katakan.
But I want to say this thing.
Itu di awal sesuatu yang baik.
That is only the beginning of something good.
Tapi saya mau katakan kepada saudara.
But I want to stress this for you.
Berapa banyak yang datang karena passion, karena cinta kepada Tuhannya.
How many of us come purely out of love, passion to our God Jesus?
Bukan datang karena ingin ambil sesuatu dari Tuhan.
Not because we want to have some, to get something from the Lord.
Kita harus datang karena kita mengasihi Tuhan.
We must come to the Lord out of our love to Him.
Saya teringat kepada Abraham.
I remember to Abraham.
Kejadian 22.
In Genesis 22.
Saya mau sampaikan kepada saudara supaya saudara mengerti semua.
I want to urge you to make you understand.
Ayat yang pertama.
22. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. Then he said, Okay.
Yeah. Ketika setelah semuanya itu.
Yeah. The Bible says that now it came to pass after these things.
Setelah proses semua perjalanan Abraham bersama dengan Tuhan.
After all the process, Abraham walked with God.
Setelah Tuhan memberikan janjinya kepada Abraham.
After all, God has fulfilled all His promises to Abraham.
Satu hari Tuhan panggil Abraham.
One day God called him.
Abraham.
Abraham.
Dan Abraham menjawab, Ya Tuhan.
And Abraham answered, Yes, Lord.
Kata Ya Tuhan.
When he said, Here I am, Lord.
Bukan sekedar Ya Tuhan.
It's not just saying, Yes, Lord.
Tapi kata Ya Tuhan.
When Abraham said, Here I am.
Itu seperti berkata begini, Ya Tuhan, aku ini budakmu.
It's like Abraham was stating that, Yes Lord, I am your slave.
Budak yang siap melakukan apapun yang engkau mau.
I'm slave, prepare to do anything you want me to.
Aku hanya budakmu Tuhan.
I only slave.
Yang setia dan taat kepadamu.
Wanting to be faithful and obey to you.
Dia berkata, aku budak.
Abraham stating himself as a slave.
Tapi budak seperti apa?
But what sort
yang
of slave? But what sort of slave
Keluaran,
he becomes?
Keluaran pasal yang ke-22.
Let us take a look at Exodus 22.
Okay. 21.
21.
Ayat 1 sampai 7.
Okay, I read it for you. Verse 1 to 7. Now these are the judgments which you shall set before them. If you buy a Hebrew servant, he shall serve 6 years. And in the seventh he shall go out free and pay nothing. If he comes in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he comes in married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master has given him a wife, and she has borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her masters, and he shall go out by himself. Okay. But if the servant plainly says, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free.
Cerita ini tentang bagaimana peraturan budak.
The first is speaking about the law about a slave.
Jika ada orang Ibrani yang membeli budak,
It happens when a Hebrew buy a Hebrew slave.
Aturannya dia bekerja selama 6 tahun.
A Hebrew slave must work for 6 years.
Dan tahun ke-7 dibebaskan.
And the 7th year he must go free.
Tanpa membayar apapun juga.
Without paying anything.
Kalau dia datang seorang diri,
if he came alone,
dia dibebaskan sendirian.
He can be free.
Tapi kalau dia dengan istrinya,
but if he came
mereka
with his wife,
semua dibebaskan.
You know, he and his wife can be free.
Tapi kalau istrinya ini pemberian dari tuannya,
but if the slave got a wife that was given by the master,
dan mempunyai anak,
and they have children as well,
maka istri dan anaknya
menjadi
wife, milik tuannya.
The wife and the children must be given back to the master.
Dan budaknya harus pergi seorang sendiri.
And the slave must go by himself.
Perhatikan ayat yang ke-5.
Let us take notice the fifth.
Tapi
verse.
Kalau budak ini sungguh-sungguh berkata,
okay, the fifth. But if the servant plainly says,
aku cinta kepada tuanku,
I love my master,
Aku cinta pada istri dan anakku.
I love my mouth, my wife and my children.
Maka aku tidak mau keluar jadi orang yang bebas.
I will not go out free.
Perhatikan.
Take notice of this slave.
Karena cinta kepada tuannya.
Because of his strong love to the master.
Dia punya hak bebas untuk keluar.
He has a, you know, free right to go out.
Tapi karena cintanya.
But because of this, his great love.
Dia rela jadi budak untuk selamanya.
He is willing to be slave forever.
Ayat yang ke-6.
The verse 6. Then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door. Or to the doorpost, and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever.
Setelah budaknya berkata, karena cintaku kepada tuanku.
After the slave said that because I love my master.
Aku tidak akan mau menjadi orang merdeka.
I don't want to be a free man.
Maka dia harus dihadapkan kepada orang-orang di pintu atau di hakim.
So then the master must bring him to the judges.
Dan ditusuk telinganya.
And pierce his ear.
Saudaraku yang dikasih Tuhan.
Beloved brothers and sisters.
Kalau zaman dahulu.
Back then.
Ditusuk telinga itu dengan paku.
They were pierced by a nail.
Kalau zaman sekarang apa?
But today we have.
Tembak.
We shot by, you know.
Tidak sakit. Piercing.
It's not hurt.
Tapi yeah, zaman not, dahulu.
But
paku.
Back then. They do it by nail. Yeah, plain nail.
Yeah. Tusuk.
They pierced the ear.
Dia sakit.
It was very hurt.
Tapi sepertinya dia berkata begini.
But you know by hurting that.
Sakit apapun yang harus aku tanggung.
The slave was saying that even though it's very hurting.
Aku rela karena aku cinta kepada tuanku.
I'm willing to go through this all because I love my master.
Itu Abraham.
That is Abraham.
Aku ini budak.
Abraham saying to the Lord, I am
apapun
your slave.
Apapun yang kau minta dari aku.
Whatever you ask of me.
Aku berikan kepadamu.
I will give to you, Lord.
Sesakit apapun hatiku.
Even though my heart so hurting.
Karena cintaku kepada Tuanku.
Because of my love to my master.
Aku berikan semuanya.
I'm willing to give it all.
Isaac diminta oleh Allahnya.
Isaac was asked by his God.
Tuhan serahkan Isaac.
So yeah, God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac to him.
Budak seperti itu yang Tuhan mau.
That kind of slave that God wants.
Yang Tuhan inginkan dalam hidup kita.
That also God wants from our lives.
Kita datang kepada Tuhan.
So we come to the Lord.
Karena cinta.
Out of
passion.
Love, passion.
Kepada Tuhan.
To Him.
Apapun masalahmu. Apapun persoalanmu,
whatever your trouble or your problem,
jadilah engkau berkata.
Let us say to God,
karena cinta, aku datang kepada Tuhan.
I come to you, Lord, because of love.
Bukan karena datang mau ambil dari Tuhannya.
Not because I want to take something from you, Lord.
Ada begitu banyak orang datang ke Tuhan karena dia mau ambil sesuatu dari Tuhannya.
So many people come to the Lord because they want to have something from the Lord.
Dan akhirnya hamba Tuhan tadi kecewa.
But finally, you know, the pastor from the United States become disappointed at God.
Pagi hari ini Tuhan inginkan kita semua.
This morning God want us
datang kepada Tuhan.
To come to the Lord.
Bukan karena kebutuhan kita.
Not out of our needs.
Tapi karena kita cinta.
But because
Tuhan kita.
We love our master.
Peristiwa di Mara adalah sebuah proses.
The happening in Mara was a process for Israelites.
Jadi saya mau katakan kepada saudara.
I want to put it this way.
Percayalah.
Believe.
Bahwa kalau Tuhan membawa kita kepada satu tempat.
If God has led you to a certain place.
Karena Tuhan itu punya tujuan yang jelas melakukannya.
Must be because God has certain plan for us.
Karena Tuhan punya rencana dalam hidup kita.
Obvious plan for us. For
saya
our lives.
Terlalu percaya.
I really believe.
Kalau Tuhan izinkan sesuatu dalam kehidupan kita.
That God has permit. If God has permit something come into our life.
Dia punya tujuan yang jelas.
God has, you know, definitely a good plan.
Dan alasan tepat untuk melakukannya dalam hidup
He
kita.
He has a good reason to do that in our lives.
Demikian juga. Demikian juga ketika Allah membawa bangsa Israel ke Mara.
Therefore also when God brought the people of Israel to Mara,
Allah punya tujuan yang jelas untuk melakukannya.
You know God has a reason to do that.
Apa tujuan Allah membawa bangsa Israel sampai ke Mara?
What was God's reason to brought the people of Israel to Mara?
Di bawah tuntunan Tuhan, di bawah pimpinan Tuhan yang luar biasa, Tuhan bawa mereka ke mata air yang pahit.
Yeah, under God's marvelous leading, God led them to the bitter water.
Yang pertama tujuannya adalah untuk membentuk karakter bangsa Israel.
What is God's purpose to bring them to Mara? First, you know, to process their character.
Kenapa, apa hubungannya karakter dengan Mara?
What has to do character with Mara?
Sangat erat hubungannya.
It's very it has close relation.
Karena di Mara adalah penuh dengan tekanan.
Because when the people of Israel stayed at Mara,
penuh dengan masalah.
They were pressed. They facing lots of trouble.
Dan itu membuat karakter asli mereka muncul.
You know what happened in Mara really test their real character, tested their real
character. Karakter asli kita tidak akan pernah muncul dalam keadaan baik.
Our true character won't be showed up in a good situation.
Karakter asli kita akan muncul kalau kita ada dalam tekanan.
Our true character will show up when we are under oppression.
Kalau di gereja seperti ini, karakter asli kita tidak akan kelihatan.
If we sit in the church like this, good, you know, our true character will not show up.
Kalau di gereja gini, kita tuh tiba-tiba bisa berubah jadi baik.
In the church like this, we can be good members like this.
Kita menjadi begitu saleh.
We are very godly.
Bahkan malaikat pun sampai minder karena kita ini saleh.
Even angel, you know, really surprised to see, you know, was so godly, yeah. Even godly, more than angels.
Tiba-tiba kita jadi baik.
Become very good people.
Shalom.
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 Shalom. Shalom.
Jual gigi di mana-mana.
Yeah, we're showing our teeth to everyone.
Kita jadi baik kalau keadaan begini.
Become very good if you are in the church, in the good church like this.
Karakter asli kita tidak kelihatan.
Our true character not showing up.
Tapi coba nanti setelah keluar dari gereja ini.
But when we come out of this church.
Ada orang mau nyalip saudara. Dun, 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 dun.
When you're driving and someone will cut you, you know, and you will horn them, you know. And we get angry like that.
Karakter kita muncul.
Our true character showed up.
Kalau kita sampai ke rumah,
when we get back home,
ketemu suami yang egois,
we meet our selfish husband maybe.
Ketemu istri yang cerewet,
or you know, talkative wife.
Karakter asli kita akan muncul.
You know, our true character might be showed up.
Bangsa Israel dibawa ke Mara.
So the people of Israel were brought to Mara.
Supaya karakter aslinya muncul.
In order God to test their true character.
Dan itu sangat baik.
And that was very good.
Karena ketika dalam tekanan, di karakter asli kita muncul, kita akan tahu bahwa kita masih seperti ini.
Because when we were under pressure, and then our true character showed up, then we will realize who is ourselves, you know.
Tuhan pengin kita ini betul-betul tidak munafik.
God want us not be hypocrites.
Tuhan proses kita supaya kita ini betul-betul berkarakter yang baik.
God's processing us in order we have good character.
Kenapa Tuhan proses kita?
Why does God process us?
Karena itu memang pekerjaan besar Tuhan dalam hidup setiap manusia.
Because that is the main work that God do in our life.
Supaya kita memiliki karakter Kristus dalam hidup kita.
God is wanting us to have Christ character in our lives.
Reaksi bangsa Israel, reaksi yang sangat salah.
But the reaction of the Israel people was very wrong.
Ketika mereka mengalami masalah dan persoalan,
when they face trouble and problems,
mereka tidak pernah meresponi dengan baik.
They never responded well.
Ketika saudara bermasalah dan dalam persoalan,
when you are facing any problem and trouble,
respon kita inilah yang menentukan keberhasilan proses Tuhan dalam hidup kita.
Our response will determine whether we pass the test or not.
Kalau kita meresponi dengan baik, seperti bejana tanah liat yang dibentuk oleh Tuhan.
Yeah, if we respond well like a clay when God shaped the clay.
Jangan keraskan hati dengan proses Tuhan.
Never harden our heart with God's process.
Jangan seperti besi yang dipanaskan, dibakar, ditimpa, dipanaskan, dibakar, ditimpa.
Yeah, don't be like iron. You know, iron must be put in a fiery furnace and must be beat by, you know, sledgehammer, yeah.
Bangsa Israel memberi respon yang salah.
But the Israel people was wrong.
Sehingga 40 tahun mereka di padang gurun.
So their response were wrong, so they become they spent 40 years in the desert.
Diproses oleh Tuhan tidak pernah menghasilkan karakter yang matang.
They were processed by God, but they never done with their character.
Kita akan melihat proses atau respon yang salah dari bangsa Israel.
We will have a look the wrong responses of Israel people.
Ayat yang ke-24.
The first 24 and Exodus.
Lalu bersungut-sungutlah bangsa itu kepada Musa.
Verse 24. And the people complain against Moses.
Ketika menghadapi masalah, ketika air habis, mereka selalu bersungut-sungut.
When facing problem, when the water runs out, the people of Israel murmuring, always complain.
Ketika tidak ada air mereka bersungut-sungut.
When there was no water they complained.
Ketika mengalami peperangan mereka bersungut-sungut.
When facing war they also complained to God.
Dan kalau saudara melihat cerita bangsa Israel ini,
if we take a look of the story of Israel people,
kita melihat satu sifat khas dari bangsa Israel.
We will see one particular nature of Israel people.
Ketika menghadapi masalah dan persoalan.
Every time they face any problem, any trouble,
yang keluar dari hati mereka,
the first thing that got out from their heart,
selalu gerutuan,
always murmur, complain,
bersungut-sungut,
murmuring against God,
selalu keluar kemarahan dari hati dan hidup mereka,
always anger comes out from their hearts,
mereka selalu bersungut-sungut,
they are always complaining,
ketika proses itu terjadi dalam hidup mereka,
when the process came into their lives.
Mereka bersungut-sungut.
They are complaining against God.
Ini respon yang salah.
This is the wrong response.
Bagaimana respon yang benar?
What is the right response?
Bersyukurlah kepada Tuhan.
Grateful to the Lord.
Ketika saudara mengalami masalah.
When we face any problem.
Ketika saudara dibawa satu ke tempat yang penuh masalah.
When God brought you to a place full of problems.
Ketika Tuhan izinkan saudara mengalami sesuatu masalah dalam hidupmu.
When God permit you to go through problems in your life.
Berilah respon yang benar.
Let us give God good response.
Dengan mengucap syukur.
By saying thank you Lord.
Mungkin saudara berkata.
Yeah.
Pak, khotbah mengucap syukur itu selalu diucapkan oleh pendeta.
Maybe you can say, oh your pastor, easy to say thank you to, you know, thank you Lord, easy to say.
Ya, yeah. Memang mudah diucapkan.
It is easy to say
daripada dilakukan
than to be done, you know.
Tapi yang mudah belum tentu tidak bisa.
Yeah, even
yang
though
sulit belum tentu tidak bisa.
Even though it's hard, it's not impossible.
Belajar mengucap syukur kepada Tuhan.
Let us learn to say thank you to Lord, to give our gratitude to the Lord.
Lalu respon apa lagi dari bangsa Israel?
So what are the responses of Israel, the people of Israel?
Mereka bersungut-sungut kepada Musa, kata mereka, apakah yang akan kami minum? Respon bangsa Israel ketika menghadapi masalah, mereka menyalahkan Musa.
Yeah, the wrong response when people Israel facing problem, they're blaming Moses.
Kasihan Musa itu.
Yeah, poor Moses, yeah.
Dia membawa bangsa Israel dari Mesir ke Kanaan. Moses, tapi setiap menghadapi masalah dan persoalan, Musa selalu dipersalahkan.
Moses has led the people of Israel faithfully, starting from Egypt to the land
Musa
of promise.
Musa selalu menjadi kambing hitam.
But God has, Moses has been, the people of Israel always blaming Moses over it.
Dan seperti itu juga dalam hidup kita.
That's also happening
ketika
in our lives.
Ketika masalah dan persoalan terjadi dalam hidup kita.
Whenever any trouble or problem happens in our life.
Kita selalu mencari orang yang salah. Siapa yang harus disalahkan.
We always looking for someone to blame for.
Biasa suami menyalahkan istri.
Husband blame wife.
Istri menyalahkan anak.
Wife blames children.
Anak menyalahkan pembantu.
Children blames the servants.
Ya, seperti itu hidup kita ini.
You know, that is our
selalu
daily life.
Selalu mencari salah.
Always looking for someone to be blamed for.
Saudara, jangan selalu mencari salah orang lain.
Never look for others to blame.
Saya punya cerita.
I have a story.
Ada seorang suami.
There's a husband.
Dia selesai makan, dia cari tusuk gigi.
After he finished his meal, he's looking for a toothpick.
Ternyata tusuk giginya habis.
But no more toothpick.
Lalu dia berkata, panggil istrinya.
So he called his wife.
Katanya.
He said like this.
Ibu,
honey,
ma.
Honey.
Aku baru beli setusuk gigi.
I just bought my toothpicks.
Jangan boros-boros.
You don't waste your toothpicks.
Si istri bilang tidak mau disalahkan.
Then because the wife don't want to be blamed.
Isinya,
for
isinya, the bukan aku, Pak.
It wasn't me.
Oh, itu si boy. That's anaknya.
That was the boy, you know, their son.
Boy dipanggil, boy sini boy.
So the name was boy. Hey, boy, come here, boy.
Boy, jangan boros-boros kalau pakai tusuk gigi.
You know, don't waste toothpicks.
Boy juga tidak mau disalahkan.
So the boy don't want get to be blamed by
boy
his father.
Panggil pembantunya.
So boy called the servant.
Pembantu. The kesini maid. Pembantu.
Yeah, maid, come. Mbak, come.
Pembantunya datang. Then jangan boros-boros ini pakai tusuk gigi.
Then the maid come. So the master, the husband tell, don't waste the toothpicks.
Lalu si pembantu bilang begini.
Then the maid said that.
Tidak tuan, aku tidak pernah boros pakai tusuk gigi.
No boss, I never waste the toothpicks.
Karena kalau aku sudah pakai, aku kembalikan ke tempat.
I always put back whenever I finish it. I finish using it. I never wasted.
Jangan suka menyalahkan.
Never blame others.
Yeah. Responi dengan baik.
Let us respond well.
Ya, saya punya cerita lagi.
I have another story.
Orang yang suka menyalah-nyalahkan orang.
You know, a person who likes to blame others.
Ada seorang suami.
There's a husband.
Dia punya istri yang menurut dia budek dikit.
Oh, he had a, you know, a wife who had problem with his hearing. With her hearing, yeah, the problem.
Lalu suami ini datang ke temannya yang spesial THT.
So the husband come to his doctor friend, you know, what do you call it? Yeah, ear specialist friend. Ah.
Lalu dia cerita bahwa istrinya agak budek.
So he told the friend that my wife, you know, he cannot hear well. She has problem with her hearing.
Si dokter
hearing.
Cerita.
So the doctor tell the story.
Kalau engkau pengen tahu tingkat kebudekan istrimu,
oh, do you want to know how bad it is your wife's hearing?
Kamu harus tes dia.
You must test her.
Dari jauh engkau panggil, so, kalau tidak bereaksi.
From far you call her. If she doesn't respond,
engkau maju selangkah,
you come one
lagi,
step forward, you call her.
Selangkah lagi, panggil lagi.
And then one step, you call her.
Kalau tidak dengar, maju selangkah, panggil lagi.
If she doesn't respond, you keep, you know, come forward one step
sampai,
and call her.
Sampai dia dengar.
Until she responses.
Dari situ kita akan tahu tingkat kebudekannya.
By that we know how bad it is, you know.
Pulanglah yeah. Suami.
So the husband come home.
Sampai ke rumah, dia buka pintu.
He got home, he opens the door.
Dia buka pintu kamar.
He opens the room door.
Ah, dia lihat istrinya.
So
sedang bersih-bersih tempat tidur.
He sees his wife is cleaning, you know, is making the bed.
Wah, ini kebetulan.
Wow, what a coincidence.
Aku mau test dia.
I want to test her hearings.
Lalu dia panggil istrinya.
So he called his
Tanya
wife.
Istrinya.
He called his wife. He's asking
Mama,
his wife.
Mama, nanti malam masak nasi apa?
Honey, tonight what are you cooking?
Istrinya diem dengan bersih-bersih.
So she keeps doing, making the bed.
Oh, tidak dengar.
Oh, she doesn't.
Dia maju selangkah.
So the husband take one step.
Tanya dengan pertanyaan yang sama.
And he asks the same question again.
Mama, nanti malam masak nasi apa?
Honey, what will you cook tonight?
Istrinya tetap bersih-bersih.
But the husband, the wife still, you know, make the bed.
Wah,
she doesn't respond.
Istriku tidak dengar.
Wow, she doesn't hear it.
Dia maju lagi selangkah.
So the husband take one step forward.
Dia tanya dengan pertanyaan yang sama.
He asked the same question again.
Sampai lima langkah.
The fifth step forward.
Tetap dia belum dengar istrinya
the
menjawab.
The wife still doesn't respond.
Lalu dia melangkah yang terakhir dekat.
So the last, the closest step.
Dia berteriak, so, Mama, nanti malam masak apa?
The husband yells, what will you cook tonight?
Istrinya langsung lempar alat untuk bantu. So, apa?
So the husband, the wife, you know, throw out the thing and yells back to her husband.
Papa, aku sudah jawab lima kali.
Honey, I've already answered five times.
Nanti malam masak nasi goreng.
Tonight I will cook fried rice.
Saudara tahu?
You get the meaning?
Siapa yang budek?
Who was deaf? The husband was deaf actually. The wife already answered five times. The husband didn't hear.
Ternyata suaminya yang budek.
You know, turns out that the husband was having hearing problem.
Bapak-bapak jangan coba salahkan istri.
Husbands, never blame your wife.
Siapa tahu engkau sendiri yang salah.
Who knows that you are to blame, you know, you are to blame.
Amin.
Amin.
Jangan suka salahkan orang lain.
Never blame others.
Mari kalau ada sesuatu yang terjadi dalam hidup kita.
If there's something happen in our
life.
Itu
proses Tuhan untuk membentuk kita.
It is the process of God to mold us.
Mari respon dengan benar.
Let us respond well.
Jangan bersungut-sungut.
You know, don't complain against God.
Jangan salahkan orang lain.
Don't blame others too.
Periksa hati kita.
Let us check our hearts.
Jangan-jangan kita yang salah.
Who knows, you know, we are in the problem with ourselves.
Amin.
Amin.
Sampai jam berapa, Pastor? Boleh. Ada orang, ada kalau orang merasa dirinya benar, itu bahaya.
There's another story. Yeah.
Yeah.
If someone feels like he's the most righteous, it's very dangerous thing.
Bahaya.
It's a dangerous thing.
Ada dua orang anak SMA. Dua orang anak SMA.
SMA.
Mereka berdebat merasa dirinya paling benar.
There's two high school boy. They're debating, you know. They, you know, one feels like he's right.
Mereka berdebat tentang perkalian 4 kali 6.
They were debating about 4 times 6.
Si A berkata 4 kali 6, 24.
One person A said that
4 kali 6, 24.
4 times 6 is 24.
Si B, 4 kali 6, 23.
But the other said that 4 times 6 is 23.
Mereka berdebat seru.
So they're fighting.
Si B merasa dirinya benar.
The B.
Si A merasa dirinya benar.
Yeah, one side thinks that they're right than others.
4 kali 6 berapa?
4 times 6 equal? 24, ya 24.
24 atau 23?
24 or 23? 24,
ya. Si B ini berdebat 23.
So this guy B said that 23.
Dia taruhan.
So they make a bet.
Ah, dia taruh. Kalau 24.
If it is right 24.
Saya mau potong leher saya.
I will cut my head off.
Kalau 23.
If it's the answer is 23.
Kamu cukup angkat topi.
You just lift your caps out.
Orang semakin bodoh kan semakin ngotot.
So you know, the foolish they are, you know, the stronger they get.
Semakin ngotot, semakin kelihatan bodoh.
Yeah, you know, they're getting, if they're stronger to their opinion, we will see the foolishness.
Lalu mereka datanglah kepada guru.
And then they come to the teacher.
Mereka cerita bahwa mereka taruhan.
So they told the teacher that they make a bet.
Lalu guru ini berkata begini.
So the teacher says,
4 kali 6 sama dengan 23.
4 times 6 equals 23.
Si A, oh tidak bisa, 24.
So A protested, no, it must be 24.
Terus gurunya tetap, 4 kali 6, 23.
So the teacher repeats again, 4 times 6 is
si
23.
Si B, hooray!
So the B,
aku menang.
Yeah, hooray, I win.
Angkat topi.
So you must, put off your caps.
Wah, si B merasa bangga.
So be very proud.
Dia merasa benar.
He feels right.
Pulanglah mereka.
So they went home.
Gurunya pesan, sudah jangan taruhan begitu lagi.
So the teacher told the boys, Never make a bed like that again.
Si A penasaran.
So this A, very curious.
Besok datang lagi kepada gurunya.
The day after he come to the teacher.
Dan bertanya.
And he asked.
Guru, 4 × 6 itu berapa?
Teacher, what is, you know, 4 × 6 equals what?
Dan gurunya menjawab.
So the teacher answer.
Sampai bumi kiamat.
Until the end of the day.
4 × 6 ya 24.
Yeah, 6 × 4 is 24.
Loh, lah kenapa kemarin kok 23?
Why did you answer 23?
Untuk
the other day.
Menyelamatkan lehernya si bodoh.
In itu. Order to save the neck of that foolish man.
Si orang bodoh ini ngotot yang merasa benar.
The foolish boy thinks that he is right.
Sampai satu hari.
Until one day.
Si B ini sadar.
B realize.
Bahwa ternyata bukan 23, 24.
Yeah, this B boy realized that the answer was 24, not 23.
Dia malu.
He was very ashamed.
Dia menyesal.
He feels sorry.
Akhirnya dia berhitung 4 × 6, 4 × 1, perhitungan 4.
Oh yeah, he always.
4 × 4.
So he always makes
stress.
Yeah, he got a mental illness finally, you know, 4 × 6, 4, 4, 4. He keeps thinking about 4 times.
Sampai agak stress.
Until he becomes, you know, mentally, stressed.
Yeah. Lalu orang tua khawatir dimasukkan ke rumah sakit jiwa.
So the parent put him to mental rehabilitation.
Karena sakitnya tidak parah.
So because not,
dia tidak ditaruh di dalam kamar.
So the
tapi boleh jalan-jalan.
Because the mental problem is not very bad, so they let him go around the place, yeah. The
nah, rehabilitation. Suatu hari dokter jiwa datang.
So one day the doctor comes.
Dia bawa mobil 4-wheel drive.
So the doctor was
yang
driving.
Yang ada tulisannya 4 × 4.
Yeah, the doctor was driving a car 4-wheel drive, 4 × 4. It is written, you know.
Diparkir di rumah sakit jiwa.
So the doctor parked close the rehabilitation place.
Datanglah si Mister 23.
So come this crazy 23 guy.
Dia lihat 4 × 4.
So he sees the writing in the in the car, you know, 4 × 4.
Wah, ini gurunya kok bodoh, kok enggak bisa ngisi.
So he's thinking this guy is maybe very this is a fool guy. He cannot write down equals what? Only 4 × 4 without equal.
Wah, aku ajarin guru dokter ini.
I want to teach him.
4 × 4.
So he put 4 × 4.
Dia ambil paku.
He take a nail.
Tulis.
He writes equal on that car.
16.
16. You know, in the car, 4-wheel drive, 4 × 4. So that crazy boy added equal 16 with a nail.
Jadi 4 × 4 = 16.
4 × 4 = 16.
Ya, seperti ini.
Yeah, this is
masa
the right one.
Dokter tidak bisa.
You know, doctor cannot solve this problem. 4 × 4. How come, stupid?
Dokter pulang.
And then the doctor comes back.
Sampai rumah dia lihat.
When he gets back home, he take a look, take a notice his car.
Dasar orang gila.
Oh, that's crazy.
Lalu dia ke karoseri.
Boy, yeah.
Dia cat bersih.
So he paints his car, you know, he cleans up the writing.
Dia periksa lagi, bawa mobil itu lagi.
So and then when he got his duty, he go back to the rehabilitation
sebelum
place.
Sebelum parkir, dia lihat kiri kanan.
Before he park, he take a look around.
Dia parkir di balik gedung.
You know, he park very.
Wah,
he's
aman
hiding.
Ini, aman.
He's hiding, you know, behind a building. Oh, safe place, I think.
Si Mr. 23 dari luar.
But this 23 boy, you know, from outside.
Lihat mobil itu lagi.
You know, he sees that car.
Dia lihat.
When he
sees
that.
4 × 4.
He sees that 4 × 4 still.
Wah,
there.
Kok tidak diisi.
Still empty. Welcome.
Wah, guru, dokter ini bodoh.
This is a stupid doctor, I think.
Saya ambil lebih baik. Saya ajari ambil batu yang besar.
I must teach him. I take a big rock. And he gives
tulis
big
lagi 16.
Equal, big equals 16 with a rock.
Ah.
Very good.
Dokter pulang.
And the doctor gets the doctor surprised. Wow.
Dia jadi, okay, aku mau ikut-ikut gila.
Okay, so you crazy, I'm crazy too.
Dia lalu bawa mobil ke karoseri, kar variasi.
So he go, he brings his car, you know, to be paint.
Dia bilang, sama dengan 16 ini diganti dengan stainless steel.
He tells the guy that, make it, you paint 4 times 4 equals 16. Please. You know the car painter?
Orang-orang bilang, lo, dokter, apa kamu gila?
So, those guy who work say, are you crazy, doctor?
Setiap mobil jalan dia berhenti, orang bertanya, dokter, apa kamu gila?
So, whenever the doctor
4
parks,
4 sama dengan 16.
Whenever the doctor parks, people keeps asking, doctor, are you nuts? Are you crazy? 4 times 4, 16. Why do you put that in your car?
Ya, biar aku gila, karena anakku, pasienku gila.
So, I'm crazy because my patients all are crazy people.
Lalu dia datang lagi periksa.
So, you know, someday the doctor comes into the place, you know, to
sengaja
be
sengaja dia parkir supaya jelas dilihat, bisa dilihat.
To the rehab place. So, he parked in the middle so the crazy boy also can see. 4 times 4 equals 16.
Si murid Mr. 23 lihat lagi.
So this 23 boy, you know, see the car again.
Dia lihat mobil ini.
When he sees the car,
bagus.
Good. Betul. He is understanding now.
Dia ambil batu lagi.
So he take a rock, you know, he takes a rock again.
Ditulisi betul.
And he said correct in this car.
Tambahin lagi.
And then he adds another.
Sekarang.
Now.
4 kali 5.
4
sama
times.
Dengan berapa, Hayu?
5 equals what? He adds to his car.
Pesannya.
Oh, so the moral of this story.
Jangan pakai kebenaran sendiri.
Don't use your own righteousness.
Kalau sampai tahu kita malu.
If we, you know, finally, it turns out that we are wrong. We will be very embarrassed.
Sebaliknya, kalau kita menghadapi orang yang ngotot seperti itu, kita tetap diam. Yang waras ngalah.
But the other way, if we are facing people who thinks they are right, we better keep quiet because we are, you know, who's being crazy now, you know.
Amin, amin.
Yeah.
Yang kedua, yang pertama karakter, yang kedua.
The first. Character, why did God bring them to Merah?
Ketika mereka first, mereka datang kepada Musa,
when the people
ketika
of,
bangsa Israel marah kepada Musa,
okay, when the people of Israel was mad at Moses,
maka Musa berseru-seru kepada Tuhan.
So,
ayat 25.
Moses called out unto the Lord, so he cried out to the Lord.
Moses was, yeah. Kata berseru-seru artinya,
the word cried out to the Lord means
dengan sungguh-sungguh datang kepada Tuhan.
He come fervently to the Lord.
Jadi ketika saudara ke Tuhan, ketika bangsa Israel ada dalam masalah,
so when the people of Israel, you know, in the midst of trouble,
Tuhan ingin mereka datang sungguh-sungguh kepada Tuhan.
The Lord wants them to come fervently to the Lord.
Tapi bangsa Israel datang kepada Musa.
But instead of coming to the Lord, the people of Israel was coming to Moses.
Ada begitu banyak kita seperti bangsa Israel.
There are many of us just like the people of Israel.
Ketika ada masalah dan persoalan,
when we facing problem and trouble,
kita tidak datang kepada Tuhan dengan sungguh-sungguh.
We never come to the Lord with a fervent heart.
Tapi kita datang kepada pendeta atau kepada orang lain dan menyalahkan orang lain.
Instead we come to the pastors or we come to others or even worse we blame others.
Kalau hari ini ada di antara saudara engkau mengalami masalah, engkau mengalami tekanan, engkau mengalami persoalan, itu Tuhan ingin engkau datang dengan sungguh-sungguh kepada Tuhan.
Today if there's any one of us facing trouble, facing problem in life, that is because God wants you to come to him with a fervent heart.
Kalau hari ini engkau merasa sudah bersungguh-sungguh dengan Tuhan, tapi engkau mengalami masalah dan persoalan.
If today you feel like you have serious with God and you're still facing trouble and problems,
itu Tuhan ingin kau lebih sungguh-sungguh lagi datang kepada dia.
That is because God wants you to be deeper, you know, fervently come to him.
Datang dengan segenap hatimu.
Come with all of your heart.
Datang dengan sungguh-sungguh.
Come with a fervent heart.
Saudara, ada sebuah cerita lagi.
Brothers and sisters, I will add one another story.
Jangan setengah hati dengan Tuhan.
Yeah, never.
Tapi harus sungguh-sungguh dengan Tuhan.
You must be full-hearted to the Lord.
Ada seorang pendeta.
There's a pastor.
Suatu hari dia dalam perjalanan, dia ditelepon oleh jemaatnya.
One day while he was driving, he was called by the member.
Dia udah capek, tapi karena itu jemaat baru dia datang.
The pastor was very tired, but because that was a new member, so he comes.
Datanglah dia ke jemaatnya.
So he comes to the church member.
Lalu dia dibawa ke belakang.
So the church member brought him. Brought
the pastor bawa ke belakang, ternyata sapinya yang sakit.
The church member brought the pastor to the backyard. Even turns out that the cow was sick. The cow, they kept the cow.
Pendeta ini jengkel dan setengah hati.
So the pastor was angry, you know, and
dia berdoa tidak sepenuh hati.
He did really pray for the cow.
Dan dia berdoa begini.
He prayed like this.
Lu mau mati sapi, lu mau mati matilah, mau hidup hiduplah.
Cow, you just die lah. If you want to live, you live. Or die, just die.
Pikirnya Pak Pendeta, jemaat enggak dengar.
The pastor think that the member didn't listen.
Tapi ternyata jemaat ini dengar.
But the member listen to the prayer.
Karena dia jemaat baru, dia berkata begini. Oh, begini cara berdoanya orang Kristen.
Because he is newly convert, you know, he just become Christian, so he's thinking, oh, this is the way Christian pray.
Esok harinya ternyata sapinya sembuh.
The next day, the cow get healed.
Jemaat baru, wah, pendetaku hebat.
So the church member, wow, my pastor is really something.
Suatu hari ganti si pendeta sakit.
So one day the pastor gets sick.
Semua jemaat datang ke pendeta itu.
All the members come to, you know, to see the pastor, to see how he's been.
Jemaat baru ini diajak.
And the new member was, you know, with the cow, is coming to see the pastor was sick.
Sudah ngobrol, sudah berbicara.
So after they talk, you know, with the other members and with the pastor.
Pimpinan besuk berkata begini.
And then the other pastor, the other leader of the church says like this.
Si jemaat baru yang berdoa.
Oh, you,
untuk Pak Pendeta.
Because you are new church member, please pray for the pastor.
Si jemaat bingung.
So the new member confused.
Dia orang baru, bagaimana berdoa?
I'm a new church member, how can I pray?
Lalu ingatlah dia doa pendetanya.
So he remembered the prayer of the pastor.
Lalu berdoalah dia dengan mantap.
So he pray, you know, with a fervent heart.
Pak Pendeta.
Pastor, dear pastor.
Lu mau mati, matilah.
If you want to die, die lah. If you want to live, live.
Besoknya Pak Pendeta mati.
So the next day the pastor really died.
Berdoa dengan sungguh-sungguh.
Pray fervently to the Lord.
Jangan pernah setengah hati dengan Tuhan. Amin.
You must be full hearted to the Lord. Amen.
Kalau engkau ada masalah, engkau ada persoalan.
If you are facing trouble.
Bersungguh-sungguh kepada Tuhan.
Problem, keep fervently. Look after, seek after God.
Yang ketiga.
The third part.
Ketika mereka datang, bangsa Israel marah kepada Musa.
When the people Israel come to
Musa,
Moses,
berseru-seru kepada Tuhan.
They met at Moses and Moses cried out to the Lord.
Dan ketika Musa berseru-seru,
when Moses cried out to the Lord,
Tuhan lihatkan dia sepotong kayu.
The Lord showed him a tree or a stick.
Musa ambil kayu, a dia branch lempar of tree. Ke mata air.
So Moses take the branch of tree and throw it to the water.
Air pahit menjadi manis.
The bitter water becomes sweet.
Apa artinya?
What is the meaning of this?
Tuhan ingin tunjukkan kepada bangsa Israel.
God wants to show to the people of Israel.
Bahwa dia Tuhan yang berkuasa melakukan mujizat.
That he is the Lord holding power to do miracle.
Untuk melakukan mujizat tidak perlu dengan alat yang canggih.
Yeah, to do miracle we don't need sophisticated thing, you know.
Terlalu mudah buat Tuhan untuk melakukan mujizat.
It is very easy to the Lord to do his miracle.
Hanya dengan sepotong kayu dia bisa buat mujizat.
With a branch of tree he can do big miracle.
Tuhan ingin menunjukkan kepada umatnya.
God want to show to his people.
Betapa hebatnya dia, kuasanya dia untuk melakukan semuanya.
How great he is, how great his power to do that all.
Kalau hari ini engkau ada di mara.
If today you are in the stopping of mara.
Engkau ada dalam kesulitan, engkau ada dalam masalah, engkau ada dalam tekanan.
You are in hardship, you are in problem, you are in pressure.
Itu di situ Allah ingin menunjukkan bahwa Dia Allah yang hidup, Allah yang berkuasa untuk menolong saudara.
That is because God want to show you that He is a living God. God is all powerful to solve all of your problems.
Jadi tetaplah bertahan.
Keep on.
Tetaplah kuat, tetaplah percaya.
Be strong and keep believing.
Apapun yang kau alami,
whatever you've been through,
di dalam masalahmu,
in the midst of your problem,
dalam kesulitanmu,
in the midst of your hardship,
engkau akan bisa melihat kuasa Tuhan yang ajaib.
You can see the wondrous God's power.
Jangan pernah mundur, jangan pernah kecewa.
Never step back, never be disappointed.
Jangan pernah menyerah.
Never give up.
Kalau engkau menyerah, engkau tidak akan pernah melihat kuasanya dalam hidupmu.
If you give up in life, you will never see God's power working in your life.
Kembali kepada hamba Tuhan dari Amerika.
So we back to the story of the pastor from
Karena
the United States.
Dia pulang ke Amerika.
Because he is disappointed, he go back to America to the
Puluhan
States.
Tahun kemudian.
And then several decades after that,
di Kenya terjadi
in Kenya
revival.
Happens revival.
Ada kebangunan rohani.
There's a huge revival
in Kenya. Ratusan ribu orang terima Yesus.
Hundreds of thousands of people.
Ada rumah
receiving
sakit.
Jesus.
Ada sekolah Kristen gratis.
They built Christian hospital, Christian schools free of charge.
Dan siapakah yang memimpin?
And you know who's the leader of that revival in Kenya?
Anak muda yang bertobat.
The boy that repented under his ministry.
Tapi hamba Tuhan ini tidak bisa melihat buah pelayanannya.
But this minister from America, you know, cannot see the fruit of his labor.
Karena terlalu cepat menyerah.
Because he's giving up too soon.
Terlalu cepat untuk dia mundur dan kecewa.
He become disappointed to God too soon.
Pesan Tuhan malam siang hari ini.
The message of God today.
Jangan mudah menyerah.
Don't give up so easily.
Tetap percaya.
Keep believing.
Apapun keadaanmu.
Whatever your circumstances is.
Apapun masalahmu.
Whatever your problem is.
Apapun persoalanmu.
Whatever your trouble is.
Apapun tekanan hidupmu.
Whatever the pressure of life you've been
through. Di situ Tuhan akan menunjukkan kuasa dan mujizatnya.
There's the spot where God wants to show His power and His miracles.
Amin.
Amen.
Tetap kuat.
Be strong.
Tetap percaya.
Keep believing.
Tetap teguh dengan Dia.
You know, keep strong in Him.
Dia ya Tuhan yang baik.
Because he's a good
Dia Tuhan yang tidak pernah tinggalkan kita.
God will never forsake us.
Dari Tuhan selalu memberikan pertolongan pada waktunya.
The help always comes from the Lord at the right time.
Dan setelah mengalami proses di Mara,
after the people Israel went through the process in Mara,
mereka berjalan sampai ke Elim.
They come to Elim.
Ada 12 mata air.
There were 12 wells of water.
70 pohon kurma.
And 70 palm trees.
Lambang kemakmuran.
This is the token of
lambang kemanisan.
Prosperity, sweetness.
Lambang sukacita.
The sign of joyful.
Tapi sebelum ke Elim harus lewat proses Mara.
But before they get to Elim, they must went through the process Mara.
Amin.
Amen.
Apapun keadaanmu, tetaplah bertahan. Whatever, jangan pernah menyerah.
Whatever your circumstances are, hang on there. You never give up.
Saya mau berdoa buat saudara yang hari ini.
I want to pray for you.
Engkau yang mengalami tekanan dan persoalan.
Today you are facing any pressure, any problem in life.
Saya minta Tuhan memberikan kekuatan yang ilahi turun dalam hidupmu.
I will ask God, you know, to pour out His divine power to your life.
Sehingga engkau tetap bisa berteguh dan engkau akan bisa melihat kemuliaan Allah.
So you can be strong and you can see the glory of God in your
Amen.
Life. Amen.
Mari kita bangkit berdiri.
Let us rise up.
Renungkan kebenaran firman Tuhan.
Let us think again.
Apapun yang terjadi dalam hidup kita,
whatever happens in our life,
Allah punya alasan yang tepat dan tujuan yang jelas.
God has right reason. He has a purpose in every problem that we are facing.
Ketika membawa kemara dalam kesulitan, Allah punya tujuan.
When facing Mara, when we are facing trouble, God has a purpose.
Untuk membentuk karakter kita.
To mold our character.
Untuk supaya kita lebih bersungguh-sungguh dengan Tuhan.
So we have a fervent heart after Him.
Untuk kita mengalami kuasa dan ajaibnya dalam hidup kita.
So we can feel, you know, His power, His miracle working power in our life.
Oleh karena itu tetaplah bertahan dengan Dia.
Therefore be strong in Him.
Dia Allah yang tidak pernah mengecewakan.
He is the Lord will never disappoint you.
Dia sudah habis-habisan dengan hidupnya.
He gives all out for us.
Dia sudah berikan nyawanya buat saudara dengan saya.
He gives his life, his blood
masakan
for you and me.
Dia biarkan kita.
He will never forsake us.
Tidak akan mungkin dan never tidak pernah biarkan kita.
He will never ever forsake us, not even for a second.
Dasari hati kita dengan keyakinan yang sungguh.
Let us have a strong belief in our heart.
Dia Allah Immanuel.
He is Immanuel God.
Jangan lihat masalahmu.
Never look at your circumstances.
Lihat kuasanya yang hebat dalam hidupmu.
Look at his tremendous power in your life.
Nyanyi dengan hati.
Let us sing with hearts.